So when I was in college, Carter was president, and the economy was terrible. There was a recession. There was a gas crisis, and there were no jobs for college students. But I had this idea that I could do anything, anything. I could do any job, and that I would get one. So I went to the unemployment office, and they sent me to a factory. They said, go there tonight. Graveyard shift starts at 11, get there half an hour early. And I drove up to a factory that put ethyl alcohol into bottles and called it Gasohol Plus, so that people could put it in their engines and get more gas miles for their money. This factory did everything from put the ethyl alcohol in the bottles to putting the caps on the bottles. And the bottles eventually came down an assembly line filled with ethyl alcohol. The caps would go on, and then they would come through a big orange box. When they came out the other side of the box, they would come to me. And my job was to grab a corrugated cardboard box from behind me that was flattened, take it, put it on a conveyor belt, and grab bottles as they came down the assembly line as quickly as I could and put them in the box, give the box a shove to the next guy, grab another box, and start again. That was pretty much my job. I was like, see, I can do anything. I knew that. Now, there was one other piece of my job, and it had to do with this big orange box. This big orange box, not very far away from where I stood, had inside of it a big blue flame. The bottles would get their caps, and they would trundle down the conveyor filled with ethyl alcohol, and they would, with their caps loosely on, trundle through the big orange box with the big blue flame, which would warm the caps just enough to seal them. And my supervisor told me on my first night that if anything bad happened, I should look at that orange box and see that there was a big button on the side. He said, if anything bad happens, you press this button on the big orange box with the blue flame, and it'll shut down the whole plant. So only do it if something really bad happens. I can do anything. I'm working very hard. I'm getting the corrugated box. I'm punching it out. I'm putting it on the conveyor. I'm grabbing the balls as fast as I can. The corrugated boxes are making little paper cuts in my hands, and the bottles have ethyl alcohol dripping down the sides, and so my hands become inflamed. My back hurts because the conveyor is too low. My feet hurt because I'm standing on concrete. I'm grabbing a box, putting it on the conveyor, grabbing the bottles, and I decide I have to make a game of it. I have to try to get ahead of the bottles coming down the line so there's a gap I can take a rest. So I go as fast as I can. I'm grabbing, punching, grabbing, pushing. And I realize suddenly I'm winning. The bottles are stopping. What's going on? I look up. I look at the orange box. There's a bottle of ethyl alcohol that's turned on its side. It's blocking everything. And just as I go to press the big blue button, it bursts into flames. People are shouting, I'm paralyzed. They come running up behind me. They're yelling in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, but I somehow knew they were telling me to press the button. I turned to them. I said, I play the guitar. I'm not sticking my hands in there. A guy with a broomstick came. He pressed a button. Fire extinguishers came out, and they doused the flame. A supervisor came from nowhere. He was yelling at me in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, but I was pretty clear. It was my first night, and I was being fired. I learned that night that there are a lot of jobs, and people need to do them. And I'm glad those people are out there, because I'm not one of them.